It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful account of God's love for you and how He showed that love, manifesting that love through His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this earth to take our place and die on an old rugged cross so that we might have everlasting life through His shed blood if we receive Him as personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by Pastor Joe Arthur from Jonesboro, Georgia. The first song that he's going to sing for us is titled, Every Hour and Every Day.
Once in the stillness of the late midnight hour, I felt the presence of the Lord's saving power. I fell on my knees and I cried to Him there. Oh, merciful Savior, hear a lost sinner's prayer.
Jesus Christ came to this earth to give us everlasting life. Listen to what John 6, starting with verse number 37, tells us. Jesus said, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at that last day. Verse number 40, And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one that seeth the Son, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Here's the promise, that when the Lord saves us, he keeps us. We are told twice in the book of Ephesians that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. In Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 5, we find the writer saying, Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, every hour, every day, every moment, every decade, you are kept and sealed by his perfect salvation into everlasting life. And the promise of one day going to heaven is a promise that is guaranteed when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you, either in person or on the phone, and take a copy of God's Holy Word to show you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of everlasting life that God offers us through the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you how you can receive this wonderful gift of salvation. My number is 919-563-6753. We would also like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. And today's a special day for us because we're starting our midsummer revival with evangelist T.A. Lester. Brother Lester will be with us in the morning services at 9:45 and 11 o'clock. He'll also be in our Sunday night service at 6 o'clock and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services so that you can hear Evangelist T.A. Lester share the gospel and the messages of growth from God's holy word. And unless you're providentially hindered, please be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, for Sunday school with Evangelist T.A. Lester at 9:45. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There, you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll also find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and what verses you can go to read about God's love for you, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus as your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 10. Let's listen to another song by Pastor Joe Arthur from Jonesboro, Georgia. The name of the second song that he's going to sing for us is titled His Grace is Sufficient for me.
For his grace is sufficient for me. Many times
I'm tried and tested as I travel day by day. Oft I meet with pain and sorrow, and there's trouble in the way. But I have the sweet assurance that my soul the Lord will lead, and in Him there is strength for every need. Just to know that His grace is sufficient for me.
Oh, His grace is sufficient for me.
When the tempter brings confusion, and I don't know what to do, on my knees I turn to Jesus, for I know He'll see me through. Then despair is changed to victory, every doubt just melts away, and in Him there is hope for for me. And what joy fills my soul, just to know that His grace is sufficient.
Wonderful word, grace. We find in Romans chapter 5, starting with verse number 19, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners," that is what happened to Adam in the Garden of Eden when he took of the fruit and ate of it, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Not only did he become a sinner, but all those who were born after him would be born with a sin nature. We are all born with that sin nature. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. This one that brings righteousness is the Lord Jesus Christ. He would take our place on the old rugged cross to be our substitute, so that we might have everlasting life. He died for us, shedding His blood to offer salvation to us. But listen to verse number 20 and 21. "Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." There's enough grace to overcome any sin that you have committed to save you. Where sin abounded, though, grace did much more abound. There's not a single person listening to my voice, there's not a single person who has ever lived whose sin was more than the grace of salvation that Jesus Christ offered. He says in verse number 21, "That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. That all-sufficient grace is not just to save us. It is to be with us all the way through our journey. His grace is sufficient. It is sufficient to save you if you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's sufficient to help you after salvation as you walk this path, the narrow way after coming through the straight gate that leads to life eternal. His grace is sufficient. But many times we forget, don't we? We carry our burdens after we've accepted Christ as Savior. We become disheartened. The sorrow sometimes and difficulties of life seem to weigh us down. And there's one thing that we need to do, and Pastor Joe Arthur is going to sing for us a song now to remind us that we need to be reminded of God's goodness. The name of the song is Remind Me, Dear Lord.
Remind me, remind me, dear Lord.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart, they're just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord. Oh, by the curtain of memory now and then, remind me, dear Lord.
Oh, remind me, dear Lord, dear Lord.
Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand. Oh, by the curtain of memory now and then, remind me, dear Lord.
Remind me, dear Lord.
The devil would have you forget the goodness of God, but we are to be reminded of the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ after receiving him as personal Savior. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, in verse number 1, we find Solomon giving this instruction: remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. We need to practice remembering the goodness of God, because there will be times in our lives when there will be problems in our lives, sorrows in our lives, difficulties, tribulation, persecution that may come in our lives. And we need to practice remembering how good God is, remembering in the good days how good God is. Because even though God is good, through the good days and the bad days that we may experience in this life, there's one thing for sure, that if we practice on the good days, we can be reminded on the bad days how good the Lord is. When we are practiced at praising the Lord for all of His goodness, we can do as Solomon says, that in the days of our youth, when we have the strength to be able to stand for the Lord. So when the days come when our strength is not as much as it used to be, we can still remember that God is good all the time. We remember in our youth so that we can be reminded as we get older. My friend, I don't know what you're going through now, and you say, "Preacher, is it too late to practice remembering our Creator, our Savior, our Lord?" No, it's never too late to start. Practice remembering what He's done for you. Count your many blessings and remember how good your Creator is that saved your soul because He loved you and gave Himself to die on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood so that you might have everlasting life. Let's remember how good God is. And after that same thought, as we're taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 10, starting with verse number 26, speaking about sinning willfully after we are saved, it says, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people." Verse number 31 says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God." We'll be going through chapter number 12, which will go into detail about the chastening of the Lord, but the fact that when you willfully sin as a Christian, you cannot lose your salvation. Oh, but the chastening that comes, it can be severe. That's one reason why the Lord used the writer of Hebrews to bring about a warning concerning living for the Lord and not stepping out of His will to sin willfully against His will. For we have received salvation by grace, and He wants us to follow Him in that same grace, exhibiting the mercy of God, so that we can be obedient to Him. And if we sin willfully after that, we're putting ourselves in a place where we will be chastened and our testimony will be in danger. There is the strong possibility when we sin willfully against the will of the Lord that our testimony could be destroyed, and those that we're trying to win to the Lord may turn their back on us as a viable testimony of salvation. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord keeps us from stepping into the chastening of the Lord. But we go to verse number 32. but call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. The writer here is saying, remember what God has done for you in the past, and remember the stand that you have taken for the Lord. Don't allow yourself to give place to sinning willfully, finding your testimony destroyed and chastening in your life, when you can have the same strength that you've had in the past when you've stood for the Lord. Remember what Jesus did for you. Remember how He supplied your need. Remember how you ministered to others, even in times of affliction. This is very important. Because when we think about others that are watching us, who need to have the example so that they can be comforted in their affliction, so that they can be strengthened in their affliction, we find that, as one song says it, we've come too far to look back. There's no reason to sin willfully after we have been walking in the will of God, after we have seen what God can do for us in strengthening us, in using us to bless others. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Hebrews is a book of strength because it reminds us of what Jesus did for us on the old rugged cross so that we might be strong, so that we might keep on going, so that we might be what God would have us to be, to help others, to influence others. And where someone is lost, they might be saved. And where someone is saved, that they might be edified. Please don't let the things that come into your lives affect you to the point where you have the temptation to sin willfully against God and His perfect will. Think of His goodness in supplying for your walk after salvation. His grace is sufficient for you. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this salvation that is offered through the Lord Jesus Christ because of the love of the Heavenly Father is something that you can receive when you confess that you're a sinner and repent of your sins and then ask Jesus to save you. My friend, if I can help you, I would love to have the opportunity. Please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you. But whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."